Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning. We suffer. All of us suffer sometimes. It goes to degrees. Sometimes it's just a mild suffering, and we make more out of it than it really is. And there are those of us who truly suffer with real tragedy that's unspeakable. And but somehow, is it possible that there's something good that comes out of our suffering? I think the based just by asking the question, I think we could probably say the answer is going to be yes. But how does it work, and what does God say about this? And the idea of suffering, and what good comes from suffering. And we're going to talk about that today as part of our ongoing look at positive psychology, which is we've been talking about with Gidi Hansen. She is a marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place, and later in the show we'll give you her phone number if you want to talk to her maybe about some tragedies or addictions or things that are going on in your life and you're looking for somebody to speak with, perhaps from a Christian perspective. Gidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, let's just give a brief recap of where we've gone in terms of how God talks about, perseverance and grit and self-control and all of these things that we've been focusing on for the last few weeks.
Yes. Well, I'm basing the psychological part of this information from Martin Seligman's Positive Psychology Center at the University of Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and especially from the tab that they call Character Lab. And the mission of Character Lab is to advance the science and practice of character development. And isn't it interesting? Because that used to be the church's job, except mm-hmm. not the science, but we would say the spirituality and the practice. And what they call character, you and I would call virtue.
And you could find out more on this by going to characterlab.org, characterlab.org.
Yes, thank you. And they talk about strengths of the heart, strengths of the mind, and strengths of the will. And we have been focusing on strengths of the will, which they call grit, but mm-hmm. we would call, in terms of the Bible, perseverance. Mm-hmm. And grit is perseverance and passion. I'm quoting from Character Lab. Perseverance and passion for long-term goals. It's more than just not giving up. Grit is fueled by passion and dedication. It, for example, beginning and finishing a project or endeavor. Commitment to goals with realistic expectations. Steadfast effort even in the face of setbacks, errors, hardship, and failure. Interest and commitment to a goal that deepen over time. And also, as you have mentioned, Jerry, self-control and passion applied to long-term values and goals. So we last week we started looking at, well, what does the Bible say about perseverance? Mm-hmm. And we looked at James 1:12, which we won't review today. But today I thought we would look at Romans 5:3, and this is from the NIV. Would you like to read that for us?
Sure. James...
No, not the James, the Romans.
Romans 5, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
Suffering produces perseverance. So if we tell God, Lord, I need to learn perseverance, what is a good guess that God's going to allow to happen in our lives?
I'd assume something better is going to happen, I would hope. I don't know.
Well, according to this verse, we're going to suffer to get there.
Oh.
Because perseverance implies that something is in my way, that I have to push through, that mm-hmm. I have to overcome, that I have to work through. Something is standing in my way. And without something opposing me or standing in my way and delaying me, I won't learn perseverance. Because I'll just trot up to the goal and get there.
But aren't we kind of taught in some ways to take the path of least resistance? Why not? I mean, why not just say, you know what? I have two ways that I'm on the 30-yard line, 30 more yards for a touchdown. you know, I could grind it out and grind it out to get my goal of a touchdown, but maybe I could just get a flea flicker fancy pass, get in the end zone in 10 seconds, and it's all over. Why is it better to persevere? Why not just find the path of least resistance to find out where you want to go?
That is a great question, Jerry, and I'm glad you're asking it. I think we need to use strategy and not purposefully put ourselves in suffering.
Mm-hmm.
That's a martyr complex.
Okay.
Like if I have two choices to make, and one is obviously better than the other, but I'm going to choose the other to make myself suffer. As a counselor, I would say there's something wrong up in my thinking. But we know, Jerry, you and I know, that there are times when there is no easy path.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to get through it is what appears to us the hard way. Think of relationship issues. You know, there are many issues where we don't have control over. And sometimes the easy path is the wrong path, like when we're presented with temptation.
Uh-huh.
Remember what my bishop, God rest his soul, used to say, the best way to get over temptation is to give in to it. So that's the easy path. But what happens? The temptation builds, the sin gets stronger in me, and the next time it's even harder to overcome that. So I agree with you. There are we should never purposefully choose suffering, but sometimes it's inescapable. And that's when God develops the perseverance in us.
Okay. I guess what I think of in terms of this, and I think when we talk about perseverance, for most of us, perseverance, when you're talking about, we're going to take a break right now, when we talk about loss of a loved one, talk about perseverance, which requires maybe the loss of a job, something that all of us could probably identify with, and how we get through that. We're talking about perseverance and grit and why it's important in our lives and how it actually makes us a better person. We'll continue our chat with Didi after this short break.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
So wake me up when it's all
and welcome
over.
Back to the show. I always like to mention that Didi Hansen is a marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place. They have a number of counselors and life coaches. They have seminars that take place on weekdays, all kinds of things going on there. If you ever want to give them a look, go to tgplace.org. You could even ask for Didi personally if you'd like to give her a call, 588-0448. God says it through Romans. We glorify in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
I wanted to talk about that phrase, we glory in our sufferings, because that makes a difference. To glory in something means to take pleasure in it, to elevate it. And so Paul often talked about, he said, I'm not going to glory in my accomplishments. Mm-hmm. Some modern translations use the word boast. I'm not going to boast about my accomplishments. I'm going to boast or glory in my weaknesses, because then it's evident that God is doing the work. So when we realize we are headed down the road of suffering and there's no way out of it, God says, enjoy the time you're having here and realize, and I don't mean enjoy masochistically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean enjoy because you know you're getting to your goal. Mm-hmm. You're getting to that place where God wants you to be. He's saying, don't fight it. Go with it. Learn from it. You'll get through it faster. Think of the Jews in the desert after they left Egypt in the book of Exodus.
On a personal note, I know what it's like to be out of work, and be down, and you feel like, and I think all of us have been out of work in some capacity in one way or another, but and you're feeling as low as you can get. And somehow it took time, but I was able to get through it and found myself in a good situation and persevered, got through it. And,
yes.
and it makes me less frightened
yes.
if that were to happen again. There Although in some ways, I'll be honest with you, if it happened again, it might be more difficult because I'm older. So sometimes the circumstances change where you think, okay, as you get older, maybe perseverance is a little more difficult than when you're younger.
And it's usually more necessary.
Yeah.
You know, I think of my dad, God rest his soul, in the retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
He was persevering until death. My dad always prayed to have a long life.
Yeah.
And when he was in his upper 90s, one day when I was visiting him in the nursing home, he leaned over and he said to me confidentially, he said, "Don't pray for a long life. It isn't what you think it's going to be."
Uh-huh.
And so I said, "Well, Dad, what do you pray for?" And he said, "I pray for death. I pray for the Lord to take me."
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the last test of perseverance is living in a body that is falling apart and that is in pain 24/7, even with medications, and pressing into the goal of leaving this life and arriving in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I know in my own life, sometimes perseverance is needed more as I get older because I lose some of my physicality, my capabilities I used to have and take for granted.
I think of the movie Parenthood, where Steve Martin is talking about, it's a wonderful movie, and he's getting some advice from his father at the time, who is a wonderful actor, and it slips my mind, and says, there's never a point as a parent or in life where you go into the end zone and you spike the ball and you do a touchdown dance. It's all over. It's clear. It's never like that.
Yes.
It's never. Jason Robards is the person
yes.
who plays the role. And you don't have that touchdown moment. It never happens, and I find that to be the case.
Yes,
you don't reach the end zone. You never reach the end zone in life
until the very end. Exactly.
Very end. Yeah.
Good point. Yes.
Yeah, and I find that to be the case because just when I think, okay, I'm ready. Once I get past Tuesday, I am home free. It never happens.
Right.
It's constant perseverance, just yes. in different forms.
Exactly. So perseverance is really quite an important virtue in our lives. And it's the quiet virtue. It's the one we overlook. There's, as you say, there's no dancing in the end zone mm-hmm. associated with perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the overlooked person, the one who's just pressing in, carrying the burden or whatever it is they need to do to reach their goal.
And you know what's interesting is when we see people, we look at somebody, we think, oh, their life is great. We have no idea.
Little do we know.
We don't know anything about anybody's life.
That's right.
And I've said this over and over again. We think we know so much about people, and we think our problems, nobody has the problems that I have.
Uh-huh.
Nobody has the worries that I have. If they just knew all of the stress and trouble that I go through, unless I'm speaking, you know, maybe I have more than I'm supposed to, and I don't realize it. But something tells me there's a lot of people that have a lot of issues that they have to persevere through. Is it a constant case of people having to persevere through one aspect of their life? Is it a continual struggle, or are there just brief moments of fleeting moments where you go, things are good, but then more perseverance is required?
I think it's more the second example that you're giving. I think there are times of relief and release and things are good until the next challenge comes along.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. If you have grit or perseverance in your tool belt,
mm-hmm.
how much easier, and I'm putting easy in quotes, easier life is going to be than if you didn't have perseverance.
Mm-hmm. And grit, we have determined, we're going to take a break right now, one more segment today with Giddy, but that grit is something that is best acquired, and I know she'll correct me if I'm wrong after the break, at a young age. That the sooner you have to face adversity, the better off you will be in life. And I hope I got that right. We'll continue our chat with Giddy after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, Dede Hansen, marriage and family therapist, licensed with The Growing Place. Their number is 588-0448, and you can also go to tgplace.org. I went into the commercial break discussing the importance of going through perseverance at a young age, and I believe you were telling me, gosh, I don't want to, you know, stump you here, but that science shows, or science studies, research shows that young people who go through perseverance earlier in life have a more successful life.
Yes, I think you're thinking of the marshmallow test.
Yes.
And children who develop self-control at an earlier age usually have a more successful life.
Mm-hmm.
But positive psychology has also shown us that, that people who have trauma, you know, we have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Positive psychology has come up with the counterpart to that on the positive side, which is called post-traumatic strength.
Mm-hmm.
That even children or people at any age who go through trauma and who respond to it in a positive manner actually end up with more strength tools on their tool belt. In other words, trauma does not necessarily have to produce any kind of stress or distress in the long run. It can actually strengthen you. That's why you see two people go through a flood, a hurricane, an accident, or whatever, go through war, as I'm about to tell you in a minute, go through war and lose limbs and come out stronger and better than when they went into the traumatic experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with the way that we respond to hardship. And the gentleman I'm thinking of is Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Anderson. You can Google him. He has his own website, and there are many articles about him. He's been on Oprah and, you know, lots of other interviews online. And he's an Iraqi war veteran who came back from Iraq missing both legs and missing one of his arms just below the elbow.
Oh, God.
And he writes, and I read his article in Guideposts, and you can Google that, and it's a recent article, and read that as well. And he says, what happened to me in Iraq is not the interruption, I'm paraphrasing him, of course, is not the interruption of God's plan for my life. It is God's plan for my life.
Oh, geez.
And he said, as he didn't even realize that they had brought him to Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. He didn't realize where he was. Suddenly his mom was there, and he thought his mom had come to Iraq, but no, she was in the States. And she said to him, you have a choice to make right now. You can roll over and die, or you can go on. And this is what I'm talking about, post-traumatic strength. He decided to respond with strength. And as he did, and he went through rehab, he noticed that the other people around him who were also traumatized from war and with disabilities now that they didn't have before the war, he said those who questioned God and those who chose depression did not seem to be recovering. But those who just accepted it for whatever reason, this is where I am today and I want to go forward, eyes on the prize, eyes on the goal, and who persevered. And he talked in the article about, you know, the struggles he went through. And he said one morning he was taking a shower and he looked down at himself and he said, I'm only half a man. I am half a man. And another thought came to him and said, no, you are a whole man. You've lost half your body, but you're still a whole human being and you still have a purpose in life. So this man goes snowboarding. He was very athletic before he lost those limbs. He's still very athletic. He runs. He's a stuntman in Hollywood. He's got, you know, two artificial legs. He's got artificial arm. He's got a sense of humor. And I don't snowboard. I never will snowboard. Mm-hmm. It's not something I want to ever do. And he's talking about, how do you get up after you fall down when you don't have real legs?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he describes how to do that. And it's, he is such an inspiration to me of perseverance. I look at his life and I repent for every moment I've ever pitied myself.
Boy, me too. I'm doing that right now.
I have it so good. And the persevering trials God has put in front of me are nothing compared to what he's going to. Or if there is a comparison, it's of a whole other realm. I've never lost a body part.
Yeah.
I'm not even my appendix or my tonsils.
Right.
So these are this is what we're talking about. And we can be brave and strong and courageous and persevering without anybody ever noticing, without anybody knowing what we're going through. It's just something between us and God or between us and ourselves if we are not in a faith-based system. And we can go on day after day and actually achieve victories if we tell ourselves what the thing that has happened is part of my life now, and it's going to turn into a blessing. I'm going to use it for good. And sometimes we have to keep telling ourselves that because discouragement would be so easy otherwise.
Yeah.
So there's a living proof of what we're talking about with grit and perseverance.
That is grit and perseverance. And,
yes.
And so it does. It makes everything else pale to insignificant when you talk about, my son got a D in Spanish, or my son was upset because this happened or that happened, or I lost a job, or gosh, I got the flu, or I'm concerned about this or that, even financial problems. I mean, whatever it is, I mean, almost nothing can compare to what you're talking about with Brian Anderson. We are out of time. We'll continue our discussion on grit, perseverance, and self-control next Wednesday. Gidi Hansen, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me here.
Okay. Listen, we have a lot to talk about. We're going to continue this chat on these issues next Wednesday with Gidi. And as always, The Growing Place, you can contact Gidi or anybody else there at tgplace.org or give them a call at 588-0448. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a good day.